Well, that certainly is a beautiful song. I've never really known, honestly, exactly how I feel about that song. I think a lot of times when I get to heaven, I'm just not sure if I'm going to be doing much touring. There's somebody there that my eyes are going to be fixed on. And I guess that's what I think about more than anything, what I read about those of God's people that gather around the throne. And I can't imagine ever wanting to leave there. But I'm sure thankful that I'm headed that way. Pray for Brother Ronnie and Sister Allison as they sing for us today.
Just found this out during Sunday school. I don't know when you found it out.
Same.
Okay.
I had to quickly write down the words, so I hope they're correct. Ronnie says they are, so if they're not, it's his fault. I don't really think of myself much of a singer, but I always say just listen to the words instead of the quality of my voice, and hopefully you'll get a blessing. When
I look around and see
the good things,
he does
for me,
I know
I'm unworthy of them all. For his blessings
he freely gives,
I owe
my
life to
him.
So much
to thank him for.
I've got so much
to thank him for.
So much
to praise him for.
You see,
he's been so good to me.
Blessings
he freely gives,
I owe
my life to him.
I've got
so much to thank him for.
Sometimes
while
on life's way,
I kneel to stop and say,
Thank you
for
all you've done for me. One day
I'll reach
sweet heaven's door.
Oh, please
let me kneel once more. I've got
so much
to thank him for. I've got
so much
to thank him for,
so much
to praise him for.
You see,
he's been so good to me. For his
blessings
he freely gives.
That's right.
I owe
my life
to him. I've got
so much
to thank him for.
Him.
Man. Bless you.
Amen. God bless you both. Appreciate the good song. I don't know, honestly, if what I have to share with you today, I guess it would be considered a sermon, perhaps more of a testimony. I don't really feel led today to expound upon a whole lot of scripture, but I want to follow the Lord, and I want to do what the Lord has placed upon my heart today. But I do have a reading lesson that I'd like to invite you to turn to and read along with me from the 16th chapter of 1 Chronicles. And I want to begin reading in verse 23. So 1 Chronicles 16, beginning with verse 23. Sing unto the Lord. I believe we've done that here today. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, Amen, and praised the Lord. So he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, Asaph and his brethren, to minister before the ark continually as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with their brethren, 78, Obed-Edom also the sons of Jeduthun and Hosa to be porters. And Zadok the priest and his brethren the priests before the tabernacle of the Lord, in the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord upon the altar of the burnt offering continually morning and evening, and to do according to all that is written in the law of the Lord which he commanded Israel. And with them Heman and Jeduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. And I want to stop reading there with verse 41. And it's from that verse that I want to share with you a title today. Verse 41 said, and with them Heman and Jeduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. My title today will be, Give Thanks to the Lord Because. I want to ask you to think about that today, and you fill in the blank. They finished their thought by saying that they were giving thanks to the Lord because his mercy endureth forever. But we can think today, even as we have heard sung about, of so many reasons. I give thanks unto the Lord because, and what a great list that we could compile from that. Lord willing, this week, this coming up Thursday, We will celebrate the holiday, the holy day known that has been set aside, that's known as Thanksgiving. You may ask, or we could ask, is that scriptural? Well, the word Thanksgiving itself, it appears, if my tally is right, it appears 28 times in the scripture, the word Thanksgiving. The word thanksgivings in plural, I believe, appears twice or maybe three times in scripture. The word thanks, giving thanks, appears many times. And the words praising the Lord appear many times in the scriptures. But we are certainly taught, I mean we are well taught in the scriptures, that we are to give thanks to the Lord. We are to give Him thanks, and we are to give the glory that's due unto His name. Now, these days that have been set aside, and we have several of them, these days that have been set aside to give thanks or to remember the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ like we do at Christmas time, you know, I don't have any problem at all with us having these special days, special times of observance. I don't have any problem with them myself personally, I guess is what I'm saying, unless they're used wrong. And I think that when we gather this week, as some of us will be blessed to do and some perhaps won't be, but when we gather this day on that special day known as Thanksgiving, when we come together to perhaps share a meal and enjoy a time of fellowship with our friends and our family, if it takes that day for us to be thankful to God, then something's wrong. And if that's the only day out of the year that we begin to reflect upon the goodness of God and to give thanks to Him, then something's wrong. We shouldn't wait for one day or a special day out of the year because we have something to thank God for every day. What is it? And I know that you've heard Brother Week quote this here many times in Sunday school. You've heard me use this in sermons. But the Bible tells us that the Lord loads us with benefits daily. God blesses us daily. God has already blessed my soul this morning. He blessed my soul before I ever got here this morning. And He just blesses us from day to day to day. He supplies our needs according to His riches and glory by Jesus Christ. And God bestows His goodness upon us on a daily basis. So I don't have things to thank Him for just when that one particular day of the year comes. I've got something to praise God for and thank Him for every day that I live. The Lord has been good to me. He's been good to you. God has been good to us. God has been far better to us. You know, a lot of times I ask people the question, how are you? And a lot of times I get this answer from people, better than I deserve. And you know what I say about that? Amen. We are doing better than we deserve. The goodness that God has bestowed upon us in this life, especially as those of us as His children, the goodness that God has bestowed upon us is without our merit. We haven't earned it. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve the things that God blesses us with, but He blesses us anyway. Every day, He loads us with benefits. In the 107th Psalm, it says, in the first two verses there, it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." It was repeated there in that psalm what these men said and what we find recorded there in 1 Chronicles. And you can go throughout the scriptures and you can find those very words recorded several times in the Bible. Give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Now, I don't know if you ever have thought about that verse, broken it down and thought about it, but let's think for just a moment about the first part of what was said in that verse. Give thanks unto the Lord, and there's a because here. Give thanks unto the Lord because or for He is good. Have you ever thought about what our situation would be if God were not good? I mean, God is the most powerful being that there is. God has the power to affect our lives. God has the power to change our lives. God has the power to move us around. God has the awesome power to do whatever He would choose to do with you and I, and not one of us could stay His hand. There's not one of us that could stand against God. There have been those throughout time that have been on the receiving end of the chastening hand of God. We read about those in the scriptures that have angered God with their actions and their way of life. They've angered the Lord. They've kindled His anger against them and paid dearly for it. You can read about a group of men, Korah and his men. You can read about them in the scriptures that they angered the Lord to the point where God just opened the earth up one day and swallowed them. I believe maybe 250 of them just swallowed them up. Now, can you imagine if God wasn't good? This God that has all of this great and awesome power, think of what it would be like for the human family today if He had no goodness about Him. If God were evil, the psalmist here said, "Give thanks unto the Lord because He's good." And He is good. And God doesn't destroy us. And God doesn't look down upon us with hatred. And God doesn't look down upon us with nothing but malice in His heart towards the human family. He looks down upon the human family today with love for them and mercy for us and goodness towards us. And so I thank God today that He is good, because God has done so many good things for me in my life. You know, it seems like for me, and it may be different for everybody, but it seems like for me that the greatest blessings I get oftentimes are when I'm all by myself. I might be at home, or I might be driving in my car. I had an experience one time. I got in my car when I was pastoring in Illinois. And I got in my car and I was going to Middle Tennessee to preach a revival meeting. And I got in my car and I left, and I would cut up through the country to get to the highway. And as I was driving up through the country, the Lord, I began to think about the Lord and about His goodness toward me, and I just got lost in the Lord. I mean, I just lost myself in the Lord. And I'll be honest with you, to this day, I don't know how that I drove my car. I mean, I just got completely absorbed in it and lost in the Lord. And the next thing I knew, I came to myself and I was somewhere out in the country and I had no clue where I was at. I'm being honest with you. I didn't know where I was at. And I looked around and there was nothing that looked familiar to me. And I wondered, how did I get there and where had I ended up? But you know what? Somehow my car stayed on the road and I got there. And so I turned around and I started back up the road and I drove about 5 or 6 miles and realized that I had driven that far past the place where I was supposed to turn to get to the highway. God is good. And you know what? Nobody would ever convince me that God is not good. God, sometimes He occupies my heart and my mind to the point where it seems like the world just disappears when I think about the goodness of the Lord. He moves me to emotion. And I know today, and you know I'm glad today, one of the things I'm thankful for is that I'm not the only one that knows what that is. There are many people that can relate to what I said. I used to tell my wife, when I used to be a painter, I used to come home and tell my wife, I say, I love to paint. I love to paint houses. And she would tell me I was crazy. Well, how could anybody love to paint? And I said, you know what, honey? I get up there 20 or 25 feet on the ladder and nobody comes up there and bothers me. And I just talk to the Lord. And I get happy in the Lord. And she's like, well, I don't know about getting happy 25 feet in the air. And I said, well, you know what? The Lord can take care of me. And He can. God can bless us any place that we're at. Any place, driving your car, in your home, on a ladder, wherever that you're at, where you work, whatever that you're doing, God can show up and bestow His goodness upon us. And I am thankful today that God reminds me from time to time of how good that He has been towards me. Because He has. And you know what? There is great glory due to the name of God. He deserves it. God deserves to be praised. You and I, as I said earlier, we don't deserve to have what we have. We certainly don't deserve, those of us who have been blessed enough to be saved, we certainly don't deserve the blessings of salvation. And I want to say this, if you're here today and you're lost, those of us that have been saved, I want you to know that we didn't deserve it. And you don't deserve it. But I'll tell you this, there's a merciful God that'll give it to you if you'll come to Him on His terms. He'll save you and give you peace that you'll be thankful for from now and through all eternity. I'm thankful today that I'll be thanking God way beyond this life. I'll be thanking God way beyond this veil of tears where we're living now. God has given me things that I'll be able to thank Him for eternally. I'll praise Him. What's we sing in that song, He Touched Me? I'll shout it while eternity rolls. Well, we will, won't we? We'll praise God for His goodness. It won't end with this life. We ought to thank Him certainly while we're here and while we're living on this earth. But those who are saved by His grace will one day thank Him well beyond this life throughout eternity. We'll be giving praise to the Lord. I wrote down some questions today and I want you to think about these with me. I just thought about these in my study and wrote them down. And thought that I would ask them to you today. And you think with me on these things. We're talking about thanksgiving. Giving thanks. I give thanks to the Lord because. So here we go. how many of you that are here today? We don't even have to look back very far. How many of you that are here today could honestly say that through the course of this year that we've lived so far, that God has showed up and really helped me when I had a great trial before me? How many could say that? That God gave me aid. That God gave me help. That God succored me in a time of need, just the way that the Bible says that He will. The Bible says that God is a succorer to us. In other words, somebody that gives aid to us. That's what He does. And you think about that. Things that you have faced that you didn't feel like you were sufficient for in yourself, that you didn't have the strength for in yourself, where God showed up with His grace and helped you to get through it. How many can say this today? You know, I believe if I were to ask you to raise your hands, and you can if you want to, you don't have to, but if I were to ask you to raise your hands, I believe there'd be a lot of them that would go up. How many are here today that could say, I've got a warm place to lay down and sleep? I've got food to eat. I have clothes to wear. I have shoes on my feet. You know, there are accounts recorded in history of times when there were men of God. And you know, to be honest with you, it really wasn't that many years ago. There have been men of God that walked all over this country and they preached the gospel to people and they didn't have shoes to wear. That may be hard for you and I to imagine today, the way that we live. Why, folks, listen, if we'd be honest with ourselves today, we have spoiled ourselves, haven't we? I mean, we really are a spoiled people. You may not like to hear it, but it's the truth. We have spoiled ourselves. I told you a couple years back, you know what? I've got more than one pair of shoes. I do. I think I've got three or four pairs of shoes. I know some of you ladies have a closet full of shoes. I know that because I live with a lady. Got a whole closet full of shoes. Can't wear them all, but they're there. I mean, we're blessed, aren't we? God's been good to us, both naturally and spiritually. God has been good to us. And you know, I anticipate tonight, if God allows me to live through this day, I anticipate at the end of this day that I'll go to a place that God has blessed me with, and I'll lay down and I'll be warm and I'll be comfortable and I'll pull the covers up over me and I'll be there enjoying the things that God has blessed me with. I'll have some food to set on the table and eat. And I'll have clothes to put on and shoes to wear. And you may think, I'll tell you what, friends, listen, we take so much for granted. So much. It may be hard for us to imagine, but let's remember, and I know that we're all aware of this, let's remember that there are people in this world that are far less fortunate and far less blessed in these natural ways than what we are. And we've got so much, I'm afraid sometimes that we forget to even give God the thanks that He really deserves and the praise that's really due to His name. But I'll tell you this, and you can think what you want to about it, and you know what? There may be some that no doubt may be doing it because it's their own fault. And there may be some that are doing it because they are under circumstances that they just can't help. But either way, you know, it's been cold lately. been cold outside. Somewhere tonight, somebody is going to lay down in an alley. They're going to lay down somewhere, maybe behind a dumpster. They're going to lay down and they're going to look for cardboard or newspaper, or maybe they've got an old dirty blanket or whatever they can find to pull over them. And they're going to snuggle up there and they're going to try to make it through the night and stay warm. It's going to happen. It happens day after day right here in the land of opportunity, right here in this great country. It happens day after day that people are out there living in very destitute conditions. And tonight, you think about that. Tonight, when you climb into that warm bed, when you pull those covers up over you, you think about that, that somebody somewhere tonight, in fact, more than one person, is going to be sleeping somewhere, doing the best they can to stay warm and to try to make it through the night. Somebody's going to be wishing that they had a good hot meal to eat. There'll be children in other places. You know, we get upset. I got an email this week that really made me think about things. And sometimes as parents, we may get upset at things with our children sometimes. But you know what? If you've got a child that can go out in the yard and that can play and that can get dirty from head to toe and that needs a bath desperately, you ought to thank God that they can go out and play. I don't know if all of you have. I've been to the children's hospitals. I've seen the children with their little broken bodies. Some of them just little bitty things, and they can't get up and walk, and they're laying in a hospital bed, and they can't get up and move around. And if you've got children today that are healthy, if God has blessed you that way, He's really blessed you. And you ought to get down on your knees, and you ought to give God the thanks that's due to His name for that. How many of you today could say, I know people, I'm acquainted with people that I am convinced truly love me, and that I know that they're praying for me? How many of you today can say, I know that when I die, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. I know that when I lay down the walks of this life, that I'm going to take my journey to a land where God will be present and I'll be there in peace. All my troubles will be left behind. I know that I'm headed for that place. And I'll tell you what, friends, as far as I'm concerned, I am glad that we have been given eternal life. I'm thankful that we have an eternity before us, because I believe the people of God are going to need it to be able to give God the thanks that we really owe Him. I think we're going to need an eternity to be able to do that. I think we'll spend our time in heaven thanking the Lord, thanking Him for His mercy and for His grace and for what He's done for us. Thanks be to God, 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. Now, here's the last question that I'm going to ask you. This is the one we won't like, but it ought to be something that we think about. You think about this through the course of the year. How many of us have been ashamed? I mean, even convicted of it and been ashamed because we found ourselves complaining about things. And then we were made to realize that we really have nothing to complain about. Amen? We do that sometimes, don't we? We whine. We sniffle. We complain, oh, woe is me. You know, this happened to my car, and this happened to this, and this happened to that. We just mope and we whine and we complain about things. And you know what seems sad oftentimes with people, with us as human beings? You know what's often sad? The more that a person's been given, the more thankful they ought to be. I mean, that only makes sense to me. The more that a person is blessed with, the more thankful they ought to become. But it seems like that the more that people get of these natural things, it seems the less they become content and the more they want. I think sometimes that, true heartfelt thanks, I believe sometimes from this country that we live in, went up to God in heaven from people that didn't have very much. But they were thankful for what they had. I'll never forget the testimony of an old preacher that I heard years ago. And he talked about growing up on a farm during a time when things were very rough and things were very hard for their family. And he testified about this, and he said it used to drive him crazy when he was a little boy, because he would go out and he would hear his dad out in the barn or somewhere out on the farm on his knees praying and giving God thanks for everything that he had blessed him with. And he said, as a 12-year-old boy, I would look around at what we had and I would wonder, what in the world is Dad thanking God so much for? We didn't have anything. But they did, didn't they? They had what they needed. What they needed. That's what God promised us, what we need. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, because your Father in heaven knows what you have need of, and He'll add those things to you. You may, you know, some people, I believe some people in the world today would find this downright silly. But you know what you ought to do? What we all ought to do? When we put our shoes on our feet, we ought to thank the Lord. When we put our outfit on to wear, we ought to thank the Lord. When we sit down at our table with our family to partake of a meal, we ought to thank the Lord. I mean, really thank Him. Not just in format, but really give thanks to the Lord. James 1:16-17. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good gift, everything that benefits your life, everything comes from God in heaven. But you know what a lot of people today would say? No, it doesn't. It comes from the grocery store. We take a lot for granted, don't we? But the good gifts in our life, they come from God. God gave me His unspeakable gift of salvation. I thank Him for that above everything else in this life. But He has blessed me in so many ways. So many ways. God has been good to us. And I thank the Lord because He is good. I thank Him because He saved my soul. I thank Him because He supplies my need. I thank Him because He's given me a good, loving wife. He's blessed me with children. He's given me friends and church family like you folks here. I mean, God's just been good to me. Good. Really good. Really manifested his love toward me in this life. He didn't have to do that. I thank God today that I grew up under the old true gospel. I was hearing that when I was just, well, as far back as I can remember hearing, I was hearing missionary Baptist preachers preach about what you had to do in order to be saved. I thank God for that today. I thank God for those who didn't grow up under that he gave them a way to hear it. I thank God for that. I mean, God has just blessed our lives. Let me tell you something. If you're here today and you've not been saved, you still owe God thanks. You owe God thanks that you have been privileged to sit under the sound of the truth. You owe God thanks for that. You owe God thanks that you're still living and that you're not already departed to the lower world. You owe the Lord thanks for that. But you need to make haste to seek Him and be saved and know Him and a pardon and forgiveness of sin, because I'll tell you what, you're never going to be any more thankful for anything than you will be for that. I'm glad today to be a child of God, and I wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. I really do. And we need to be sure that God is properly thanked for the blessings that He gives us from day to day. So I appreciate your attention here today. And maybe you think about that tonight when you pull that blanket up over you and you lay down to go to sleep for the night. You think about how blessed you are to be laying somewhere under a roof, to be laying in a bed, to be warm, because these things, as well as the spiritual things, these things are given to us by the blessed hand of our Heavenly Father. I wonder if anybody may have a word on your heart today.